Okay, Shani, so you wouldn't want to delete Thomas Jefferson's early drafts of the Declaration of Independence or, any private correspondence you may have had with Sally Hemings. But who doesn't have storage issues? You just talked about this as an issue for governments. What about corporations?
Sure. Well, for corporations, as we send more and more email every day, and as the lines between personal and business correspondence blur, it becomes a big cost issue.
So, as a worker, what do you recommend? Do you think that we should delete or save?
Well, let's say as an individual, there are decisions to make depending on, I don't know, depending on how important of a part of your life and a part of your communication that is. And one thing to think about too is that many of the web-based email systems that are popular today, Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, I mean, that can be one way of, I guess, putting off the problem, having it sit on somebody else's servers. But, when I think about my personal mountain of email, hey, I hang on to emails that are as many as 10 years old. I like to have that locally. That's really important to me. So I make sure to have backup disks, just like I do with the information on my computer.
See, but I think most people save their emails out of entropy. I know I do. I just don't get around to deleting them, and all of a sudden,
Sure.
mailbox is too full and I can't send emails.
It's something that's increasingly an issue for individuals, also because we're sending so many big fat attachments, videos and photos, and as the speed at which we connect to the internet grows, so is the temptation to send larger and larger cat videos.
Having been a recipient of your cat videos, I can attest.
Anyway, they were funny, right?
Yeah. It's worth all that
They
space it's
were
taking up.
worth the inbox clog.
So what happens to my email, all of those messages, inbox and outbox, what happens to all of that stuff if I leave the company? Where does it go?
Well, it depends in large part on the company. I mean, many companies these days are hanging on to that kind of information for as long as it makes sense, in terms of legal liability. But I guess the one thing that's important for all of us to remember is if you tell your boss, take this job and shove it, and you walk off, your emails don't necessarily disappear right away. So all of your digital doings while you're on the job, don't expect that there's privacy with that.
Thank you, Shani.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's Shani Jardin, our tech contributor, and you can find an archive of her work for the show We Don't Delete Anything, plus her podcast at npr.org/Shani, and that is spelled Xeni.